Well, hello there, Charlie.
Well, hello. Hello, Mr. Berg.
It is Mr. Bergen, isn't it?
Behind those smoke glasses, is that you, Bergen?
Yes, of course it is, Charlie.
Well, what's the idea of the smoke glasses,
huh?
What are you trying to do? What's wrong with you, Bergen? Are y'all after last week's program?
No. It's just that I don't want to be recognized.
Oh.
You see, with these dark glasses on, I can walk along the street and I'm just nobody.
Yeah. You could walk anywhere and be that.
A lot of people wear dark glasses.
Yeah, but you must have a reason. Are you ashamed of being Bergen?
No, certainly not.
Oh, I know. I know now.
What?
You're ashamed of being a ventriloquist.
No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, come on, take them off, Peggy.
No.
Come on, take them off. Part the pince-nez. Come on, take them off.
All right, I suppose I might just as well and have it over with. All right, are you satisfied now?
Uh-oh. Oh, pipe the pooper, huh? Hiding a black eye, huh, Peggy?
All right, then go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh. Why don't you laugh?
Sure. Bergen's got a shiner.
Yes, sir.
Is that a boat coming in?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, Charlie, my eye just feels terrible.
Yeah, your vision lost the decision, didn't it? what's the lowdown, Bergen? What's the lowdown? Did you get hit by a door?
No.
A cuspidor?
No. I don't want you to think that I was in a brawl.
No, of course not. I understand. Your eye is just closed for repairs.
Yeah. I wouldn't stoop to fight.
Apparently you didn't even duck.
No.
I come out, what happened, Maggie?
Well, you see, young man, it's my black eye.
Yes.
And I really think that how I got it is my own business.
Oh, you do? Going to get uppity about it, huh? Your business, you say. I have to suffer the disgrace with you, you know. I'm afraid to let you out alone anymore the way you carry on.
Oh, don't worry about me.
How could I do my homework and be out half of the night looking for you in the gutter?
Now, wait a minute.
Next place I'll find you is in some cheap saloon, you barroom boozer, you...
Now, Charlie, just a moment. Just enough, young man. Please remember, I can still take you over my knee.
That's right. Strike a defenseless child.
All right.
You prowler, you assassin in the night.
All right. That's about enough. I'll tell you how it happened.
Well, it's about time. That was like pulling teeth.
All right. The only reason I hesitate to tell you was, I was sort of afraid you might laugh.
Oh, you can be more positive than that.
Yeah. You see, Charlie, I was taking a stroll in the park this morning, and I was walking along, communing with nature.
Oh, for goodness sake. Don't make me any more ashamed of you than I am now.
And who did I run into but our nursemaid with my little baby daughter in her baby carriage?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks so cute.
The nurse?
No. The baby. So I reached down and I tickled her under the chin and I went, oochie-coo, oochie-coo, oochie-coo.
Well, why, pray tell?
Well, and you know...
No.
She reached up.
Yeah?
Yes, and she pulled my hair.
If you don't mind, Mr. Bergen, just tell the truth. We'll not expect the impossible.
All right. I started to pick up the baby, and you know what happened.
Well, I can guess.
No.
But they don't know any better.
No, Johnny. No. As I picked up the baby, the nurse said, "She looks more like you every day, Mr. Bergen."
Yeah.
And then, for no reason at all, the baby hit me in the eye with her bottle.
I'd say she had a reason.
Yeah, all right.
You know, I like that kid. She's got spunk.
Well, she's strong for her age.
Yeah. For Christmas, I'm going to get her some brass knuckles to tease on.
No. I don't want you to encourage that in any way.
Oh, why not? That wouldn't be bad, having a chance slugger for a sister.
What is?
She might give you a shiner like yours, Bergen.
Yeah, please. Let's not talk about my black eye anymore. Let's just forget about it.
Okay, Bergen.
Gray, would you mind playing some music, something?
Yes, something.
Yeah, boy. What would you like to hear?
Oh, how about Dark Eyes? No, all right.
Well, how are you, Mortimer?
Oh, punk, thanks.
Punk?
Yeah, well, you're not sick, I hope.
No, I'm lonesome.
Oh, you're lonesome?
Yeah. Lonesome for a farm and my cow, Bessie.
Oh, I see. You're lonesome for your cow, Bessie.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'll be glad to get back home next week.
Yeah, Bessie misses me a lot.
She does.
Yeah. Especially when I ain't there.
Yeah, I imagine so.
I just bought her a birthday present.
Well, now, isn't that nice? You bought her a birthday present.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, oh, I saw you going into a department store yesterday.
Yes, and I didn't, do we?
Well, now, what could you possibly buy in a place like that for Bessie?
Well, the clerk said that the best gift for a lady is a pocketbook.
Pocketbook for a cow.
That's silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bessie can't read.
No.
Well, I mean,
Oh, she didn't mean a book.
No.
She meant buy her a bag.
Well, that's silly, isn't it? Bessie carrying a bag. No.
Never mind, Mortimer.
Then she sent me to a place. She sent me a place they called the Longer G department.
No, I'm sure she did.
Yes, she did. Longer G.
No.
Yes, it was.
No. Probably lingerie.
Yeah,
well, that means women's section.
Gosh, are they making women in sections now?
Oh, Mortimer. Lingerie is a French derivative, meaning linen goods and underclothing, but through extensive usage has come to mean almost exclusively intimate feminine apparel of sheer and delicate fabrics.
No!
Well, how did you make out in the lingerie department?
Well, first, I thought I was in a harness store.
Yeah. I'm afraid you were confused.
I got so befuddled and my face got as pink as one of them. Pink and that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, never mind the details. What did you finally buy your cow?
Well, you know, Bessie always keeps chewing all the time.
Yeah.
So I bought her a box of bubble gum.
Bubble gum.
Yeah. And I bought her a reading lamp, too. Yeah.
But I thought you said Bessie can't read.
Well, it's all right. I bought her one without a bulb.
Oh, I see.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, it's all a matter of being able to say the wrong thing at the right time, I see.
Bergen, I don't see why you waste your time on Mortimer. Really, it's embarrassing for me.
Yeah. Well, I often wonder myself, Charlie. But I was hoping this traveling around the country would awaken his interest and curiosity, and especially here in Baltimore.
Yeah, this is a wild place, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't mean that. I mean Baltimore is very historic spot, you know.
Oh, sure. It's very historic here. As a matter of fact, I made a little history myself last night.
Well, I'm serious, Charlie. Why, I bet you can't name three important things Baltimore is famous for.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Win, place, and show.
No.
I've been visiting the wrong sites, I think.
Yeah. You know, it was right here that Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner in Baltimore Harbor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In Baltimore Harbor?
Yeah.
You mean he wrote it underwater?
No. Yes, and it was near here that the first American railroad started operation. And it's still running today.
Does John L. Lewis know about this? Oh, yeah.
And there's one thing more Maryland is famous for.
What's that?
And that's good shooting.
Yeah?
Yes, and I've arranged a little hunting party tomorrow morning. Edward Everett Horton is going to join me. Well, tomorrow morning we're all going to meet in the duck blind at 5 o'clock. Promptly at 5 o'clock, do you understand?
Quack, quack, I mean, yes, sir.
All right. Now, that's definite. Tomorrow morning at 5. Say, fellas, it's really cold out here in this duck blind, isn't it?
Yeah, I should have worn my fur-lined snuggies, I think. I bet we sit here and freeze and never shoot a duck.
Well, we'll get some ducks, so my name isn't Edward Everett Horton. Well, lady, say, what kind of gun are you bringing along? What's that you got?
I have a 45.
A 45? For duck shooting?
The 46s aren't out yet.
No, I don't mean that, but you must have to be an awfully good shot to use a gun like that, you know.
I've shot fish with it.
Yeah. Fish with a gun?
Yeah.
What kind of fish?
Flying fish.
Look, what, there's a whole flock of ducks over there.
Oh?
Yeah, behind those reeds.
Oh, yes.
Let's knock them off right away.
No, it's too far. They're out of range.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
What do we do?
Well, we use the duck call. You have to call them.
Oh, you do? Yoo-hoo! Ducky, ducky, ducky.
Yeah, ducky, ducky, ducky.
Chloe.
No. Well, you have to quack like a duck.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Quack, 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 quack.
How's that? Quack.
Did you hear that? Quack.
Are you a duck?
Quack, quack.
Oh,
there, old boy, yeah.
I say,
did someone call me?
Well, I don't know. Do you have webbed feet?
No, not yet, old boy.
Oh, it's Ray Noble. Well, Ray.
Hello, fellow Nimrod. I'm frankly sorry I was delayed.
Didn't your alarm go off?
Yes, but the silly thing went off while I was asleep.
You know,
There's
something moving over there in those bushes.
Yes.
No, chaps, that's only my dog, Cecil.
Oh. Well, the way he's running around in those bushes, there must be something there.
Yeah.
Oh, not necessarily.
What kind of a dog is he, Ray? A Chesapeake Bay Retriever?
No, actually, he's half pointer and half setter. It's what you might call a poinsettor.
No. His stems are too short to be a poinsettor.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's not his fault, old boy. You see, he was born under a stove.
Look. I see something moving over there on the hill.
Wait.
Let's sneak up on it. Let's sneak up now. It might be a moose or an elk.
Or a rotarian.
No. Preposterous.
Oh, is that what it is? A preposterous. You're supposed to be in season?
I don't know. I have my book of game laws right here. Now, let me see. It says, slowly Gwendolyn took him into her arms and pressed her lips to his... Oh, dear. Wrong book.
Yeah. Wrong game.
Yeah.
What do you say? Let's shoot first and then decide. You know, I think that's a Kodiak deer.
A deer? Well, now wait. The book says here, the open season for male deer with two or more points is 6 days, beginning first Sunday in December.
Well, this is Sunday. That's near enough. Did you say December?
December.
Oh, quick, get my bullet back. What was that?
Must have been an echo.
Well, that echo shot a hole in my hat. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Stay on. Yeah.
Just a moment there, friends. I see you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Didn't you fellows see that sign over there? A private no trespassing.
We never read anything marked private.
Thank you. Well, for your information, you have just shot Bertram, my favorite mule.
Oh, you mean that deer is a mule?
Yes, he is. Or he was, yes. And he's always been just like a little brother to me.
I can see the resemblance.
Well, I'll have you know, young man, that Bertram was very smart.
Oh, sure.
Yes, he could even kill flies with his tail.
Oh, so what's that, spy?
Well, can you do it?
Well, I...
Well, if you want to shoot donkeys, why don't you go to Washington?
Washington?
Yes, everybody's taking pot shots at the donkey there.
Yes.
They also have a lot of lame ducks there, too.
Yes. Very, very funny.
Yeah, we thought it was.
Well, I didn't. I did not. Definitely did not. And I want you to know, for your information, that your attitude and snide remarks and little innuendos are just getting me into a snit. And all I can say is, oh, shoot.
Oh. Okay, you asked for it.
Oh, I'm wounded. Oh, for goodness sake, my gosh. What will I do now?
Well, don't stand there. Get the lead out.
Oh, doctor,
Look what he's doing. Oh, Charlie, look, he's scaring up all the birds.
Oh, good, they're coming this way.
I see, yeah.
Here they come. Get a bead on
them. I got them covered.
Good.
I got it. What do you mean, you got it? You'll pardon my saying so, you're a nasty little liar.
Why, you...
No.
Hey, wait a minute, it's not worth fighting over. That's awfully small for a duck. It must be a dove.
Oh.
And doves are out of season.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word, it is. Start pulling the feathers out quick, Charlie. Start pulling them out so they'll never know.
Okay. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me.
Hey, you guys. Come. Just who are you, huh?
Well, who are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, it so happens I'm the game warden, see? And that looks sort of like a dove you got there. Where's your hunting license?
Right here, sir. Oh.
My new jacket.
Yeah, let's see that thing here now. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're hunting last year's license, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, we're only shooting the birds that we missed last year. Why, that ricocheted.
Say, don't you guys know that violating the game laws is a penitentiary offense?
Well, we certainly wouldn't want to offend a penitentiary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's a dove you shot there.
Well, now, you may be right, but we didn't shoot it. I think the little beggar just froze to death because it didn't have any feathers.
Yeah. Well, then how are you going to explain that it's still warm?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I wish I had a good answer.
I thought so.
Just how do you explain that, McCarthy?
Well, it's... you explain it. You shot it.
I shot it.
Glenda Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Stern, Ray Norville, and their special guest.
And that's the Charlie McCarthy Show with Candace Bergen's daddy, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, and special guest, Edward Everett Horton, as originally broadcast November 24th, 1946. I'm Stan Freeberg.